Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
Bills mandatory minicamp has begun. We are here at One Bills Drive. Sal Capaccio, Matt Bove. Matt, James Cook is here and he is practicing. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, we're going into it and we didn't know exactly what to expect, right? This has been a conversation for the last several months, and understandably so. Now, I've seen it out there a little bit since we found out that he was going to be there, that this was never a story. I very much disagree with that sentiment. I wholeheartedly disagree, because when we were here for voluntary workouts a couple weeks ago, he was the only player absent. Now you can say none of that matters anymore because he showed up today. But I think that's what we're going to talk about. I am not surprised. I always thought we were going to see him at some point this week. I guess I'm a bit surprised he's here for the first day. I thought maybe we wouldn't see him today, but we would see him tomorrow. He would take on the fine for missing the first day, but he is here. And more importantly, he's also practicing, right? We also talked about the potential of like a hold in, whatever it was. Also, really quick, if you're watching on the video, you saw a bunch of the Bills special teamers walk behind us right there. And I was like, oh, this is weird, because we're talking about their team while they're literally right behind us listening to what we have to say.
And I think Reed Ferguson was making faces at us. Not really. I don't know. But that's, he's the kind of guy that might do that to trip us up. Listen, I am a bit surprised that he's here, only for the sense that it was trending towards, and then we even had reports from national reporters saying, not going to happen, not going to be there. Then when we started to get some, you and I had been hearing people say, hey, he's in town, he's going to show up. You're like, okay, let's see what really happens. Then I did think, okay, he's going to be there, but I don't know how much he's going to do. What does it mean that he's here and he is practicing?
Okay, I think what it means is that it's going to be relatively kumbaya this year. Now, we're going to hear from James Cook. We're expected to hear from him sometime this week. So we'll, of course, update you guys once we do that. I think it's going to be, hey, he's probably not happy with the situation, but he's going to try and show up and be here, be a good soldier. And who knows what that will lead to, whether that leads to another contract or that leads to new conversations that they have down the road. In the future, I don't know what it says, right? Because now there's a lot of different things they need to figure out. Is this somebody that they want to extend? Is this somebody they want to franchise tag, transition tag? I don't know. But in the short term, I think this means it's kind of, we're pouring a little bit of cold water on this. This wasn't a fire, but it was starting to smoke up a little bit. That's getting poured on now as we get to training camp, assuming he shows up to training camp, which I'm thinking he will.
Okay, so I agree wholeheartedly with you that it absolutely has been a story. But sure enough, today it kind of makes it much less of a story. I mean, you had a guy here who his own behavior on social media was making it a bit of a story with what he would tweet out, what he would retweet, his own brother, things that he would tweet out or retweet. You had the selling of the house, whatever that matters. You had national insiders saying he's a disconnect between him and the city. And of course, those things are all stories because you thought maybe he wouldn't be here today, but he is here. It becomes less of a story. And what's funny is, as much as James Cook seemed like the number one guy nationally, everybody talked about with this, you get here today, and you, all of a sudden you got Terry McLaurin in Washington, T.J. Watt in Pittsburgh,
Trey Hendrickson
in Cincinnati, Shamar Stewart in Cincinnati, the rookie, and then Jonnu Smith in Miami, even Jalen Ramsey. That's a little different situation. But here in Buffalo, seems like everything is okay. We got him here. He's practicing. He's with his teammates. Is it a sign of good faith? Not sure. I mean, is there something going on behind the scenes contractually? I'd be a little bit more surprised. But stranger things have happened.
Business is business. Football is football. That was the quote that Sean McDermott gave us today when talking about it. He said that he's really happy that he's here and he appreciates him being here because we understand, right? James Cook, this is no different. It's, of course, on a bigger scale. There's a bigger magnitude here. This is no different than if you're sitting here and you're listening to this and you feel like you're underpaid at work or you're not appreciated at work to the level that you feel like you should be. James Cook feels like he should be paid more than $5.2 million a year. It's a ton of money. He also had 16 rushing touchdowns last year. He knows that if he wants to cash in, he kind of needs to do it now. His stock will never be more valuable than it is right now. So that's why he's trying to get some money out of this. And I totally understand the reasoning behind that. The Bills don't have a ton of cap space to work with. They've also got other players that they want to eventually get re-signed. David Edwards, Connor McGovern. Those are the two that come to mind. So they need to figure out, how does James Cook fit into this puzzle long-term? And is this something that they can make work? Or do they just deal with it collectively this year and then part ways in the future?
I would imagine he's here all week, right? You don't think it's a situation where he shows up today and then not tomorrow or Thursday.
Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. If you were here today, you're going to finish the week out here. You're going to go back to Florida, do whatever James Cook wants to do, go take some time off. And then, you know, the next thing will be training camp. But him being here today, it's very rare that you would have somebody show up for mandatory minicamp and then not show up for training camp. So I do think that this is going to be a sign that we see James Cook for the foreseeable future.
All right. So Sean McDermott did speak with the media. Anything else on Cook that we left here before we move on to the next topic real quick?
How about James Cook adding the three Roman numerals to his jersey? That
Cook
is
the third.
Cook the third, right? So now when you see him out on the football field, he looks a little bit different because it says Cook, Roman numeral, Roman numeral, Roman numeral. So I think that looks cool. I think that's a cool look. He's had a lot of different variations of jerseys over the years. He went from 28 to then 4 to now Cook the third. So he's keeping us on our toes a little bit.
All right, so Sean McDermott did announce some players who would not practice today, who are not out there for injury-related issues. I want to note real quickly here. He said none of these guys have any type of injuries that there any concern on them missing training camp, but obviously they're going to be very, very precautionary this time of year. KJ Hamler, Cam Lewis, Ty Johnson, Cole Bishop, DeMar Hamlin, Joey Bosa, we knew that one, and Connor McGovern. I'll also say during practice, saw Alec Anderson actually get some trainers kind of put a wrap on his leg, and I didn't see him take any reps after that.
Yeah, and it looked like he was still out on the field, which is always a good sign when it comes to those types of things. I think that no news is good news when it comes to the bigger named guys that are injured, like a Joey Bosa, right? Like, you want to see him back out when you get to training camp in a couple weeks. A couple of the injuries that popped up, I'm sure, are very precautionary. Like, I saw Connor McGovern off to the side, and it just looked like he was like, hey, I'm, you know, not 100%. I want to get back to 100%. I'll be back and ready to go for training camp. So it feels like right now it's obviously not load management because we haven't even started the season yet. But for some of these veteran guys, especially, like, let's make sure that they're fully healthy when we need them to be. That said, though, injuries at safety again. It was something we talked about all last summer. Cole Bishop didn't practice today. DeMar Hamlin didn't practice today. It's already a position we've got questions about. When you add the injuries on top of it, it becomes a little bit more murky.
All right. The other person who's here today is AM Josh Allen. After marriage, Josh Allen. We had before marriage, Josh Allen. The last time we saw him, of course, he wasn't here last week during OTAs shortly after being married to his fiance, now wife, Haley Steinfeld. He is back with the team today. First time we've seen him. We'll hear from him right after practice here in a little while.
Wearing the wedding ring while he's playing football. I don't know if this is going to be a Ryan Fitzpatrick type deal. He's got one of those rubber wedding rings on. Excuse me. I wonder, when you are worth as much money as Josh Allen is, and his now wife, Haley Steinfeld, is, do you just go on Amazon and get like $3 rubber wedding rings like I have? Or is there a name brand rubber silicone wedding ring? Like, wedding ring is a hard thing to say. So I'm curious. I'm not obviously going to ask Josh Allen where he gets his wedding rings, but that's just like, do they order things off Amazon that are like $3 like everybody else?
Guessing they might have somebody to make that for them because they want it like to be known if it does get asked, you know, even though there's not necessarily a name on it. Maybe you get asked about it, and I'm not really sure, but suddenly people listening to this podcast are reaching out and saying, hey, you can wear my, you know, or I can make that for you. Okay. Josh Allen is here. We know that. Went through the injuries and a new addition to the Buffalo Bills. Shaq Thompson, signed by the Buffalo Bills. Linebacker, 2015 first-round pick of the Carolina Panthers. Played with Sean McDermott, of course, that excellent team of Carolina that went to the Super Bowl. And then for a couple more years, another year with McDermott, was there with McDermott and Brandon Bean. He has position flexibility. At this point of his career, he's had some injuries as well. He has been a free agent. He's been out there, finally signed to a team that is familiar with him. He's familiar with the coaches and the scheme. They are now at their maximum of 91 with the addition of Shaq Thompson.
What is the first thing you thought when you saw the Shaq Thompson news come in? It was right before Sean McDermott talked. Did you have an immediate reaction, or was it just like, oh, wow, that was not something I expected?
No, it was something that actually I thought could wind up happening a couple months ago or whenever he was released and never really thought about again. I guess one of the first reactions is this is a linebacking core where I think Baylen Spector from last couple of weeks, we've talked about his unavailability has hampered him over the last couple of years and including this offseason. I don't think Shaq Thompson is – let me step back. I have said, as you know, and I think you believe the same thing, Joe Andreessen is the backup middle linebacker. Mm-hmm. I don't think Shaq Thompson even beats him out. I think Joe Andreessen is the backup middle linebacker this year. I think Shaq Thompson could be someone who could come in and get a spot over Baylen Spector. We'll see.
Yeah, I said when he signed and I saw the notification, it feels like Baylen Spector insurance. Now, that's crazy to say for a player who is coming off of two very serious injuries over the last couple of years. I think he only played like four games last year, two games the year before that. So his availability is also in question, but he's got some sort of relationship and bond with Sean McDermott from their time together that I feel like Sean would see that as valuable to have further down the depth chart. I mean, we're talking about a player who's just trying to make the 53-man roster, stick around and get some special team reps. So I don't exactly know how much gas he has left in the tank, but Sean clearly signs off on this. Brandon clearly likes what he saw from back in the in the Carolina days. So I don't think it's nothing. I don't think it's like some earth-shattering move, but I also don't think it's nothing either, because linebacker is a position where they've been a little bit scarce after their top two guys, and there's also been some injuries with those top two guys.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to pull up so Matt can see here. We're going to take a look at our roster just so Matt can see. I'm going to pull it up on my screen, Matt. Do you think here's one. I color-coded my projected 53. We're not going to go through that right now. Could you see Eddie Ulofosio possibly a guy that winds up not making this roster, a guy like Shaq Thompson over top of him? I mean, he'd be subject to waivers, but would the Bills really be sweating too much if Eddie Ulofosio got picked up by another team instead of being back in the practice squad?
Here's the thing about Eddie Ulofosio. We don't know enough about him yet. We just haven't seen him enough out on the fields to try and make a difference. So I don't exactly know what he brings to the table, but I also want to just be a little bit precautionary with a lot of these guys. It wasn't that long ago that we had no idea what exactly Terrell Bernard was. So I'm not saying that Eddie Ulofosio is the next Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, anything like that. But for these players that are going into their second season, this is an especially important year. So I kind of want to see what he's going to have and, you know, how much gas there is left in the tank. Somebody was walking by. They wanted to come say hi to Sal.
That's all good. I know. Hey, some friends of ours that we see out on the practice field. Hey, congratulations. See the state champs out there, the Pioneer Flag football team, state champs, CSP football team out there, state champs. They're out there as well. Here comes, look at this guy. Come over. Come on. Len Jankowicz, legendary Lancaster High School coach. All right, say hi. You know, Matt Bove, Channel 7.
What's going on? Good to see you.
Careful who you hang around with.
All right, listen, don't give any secrets out, but you watch the O-line and D-line intently. What impressed you?
Well, they're together. They're also coached by
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the best offensive line coaches in the National Football League has a way with those players. Ryan Vandermark, man, a lot of people would like to have him as one of their outside people. And that O-line, it begins, with that first-string group. Man, they're just together. They know what each move is, and today they're running some outside zone. I know. Nobody has pads on, but they're all.
What did you think of Landon Jackson? Taking a look at him in the D line.
A lot of explosiveness, size. Joey Bosa, my goodness, bigger than the specs look on paper here. Everybody looks good without pads on, right? Because everybody's kind of you know, looking forward to the season, and everybody's optimistic, but boy, the Bills look good.
Hey, real quick, Joe Andreessen picked off Josh Allen. We got to talk about there in a minute. That's pretty cool.
This is
Lancaster High School coach, right? And Joe Andreessen,
not him. I can't take credit for Joey, but the thing about Joey is that he plays with a cerebral sense as a linebacker and kind of anticipates things. You know, he's in the hip pocket of receivers, and today he made a great pick, and everybody kind of joyfully escorted him into the end zone. So you know that not only can he play, but he's got support of his teammates, which is huge.
Love you, buddy. Thank you. Always. You got it. All right. How about that? Len Jankowicz, legendary Lancaster High School head coach here in Section 6.
Does Joe Andreessen keep the ball is the question. It's just a
practice. He did pick off Josh. It was a throw over the middle. I'm not really sure who he was targeting, but Joe did a great job to step in front of it.
I think that they really like Joe Andreessen. I think that Joe Andreessen, you know, everything is on paper, in pencil right now. In pencil, he's got a spot on this 53-man roster. I would be surprised if he was excluded. But the one caveat I will say is that last year we were not talking about Joe Andreessen making this roster. So there's probably going to be a couple guys that climb and a couple guys that we think are shoe-ins that eventually start to slip off a little bit.
What do you think about your buddy Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers finally?
You know, he just probably he dragged it on as long as he could. Uh-huh. Apparently, he told the team at their first day of mandatory minicamp that he is all in. I think that Aaron Rodgers loved the fact that people were talking about him. I think he loves the fact that we're talking about it. He doesn't know that we're talking about him, obviously. I think that he's still got a little bit of game left. I really do. Now, that does not mean that I think the Steelers are going to be some unbelievable football team. The thing I keep going back to is what I know that the Jets are a mess, but last year he had Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams in a very strong defense, and that team still stunk. So I think it's easy to say, oh, well, the Steelers are just going to be good. You just throw a competent quarterback in there. Look at what they've had the last couple of years. We said that about the Jets for years as well. And then you got Aaron Rodgers there, and they still weren't a very good football team. That division is hard. I still think the Ravens are a better team, and I still think the Bengals are a better team. So now you're talking about, I know Tomlin is always going to have a relatively good football team, but it feels like it's going to be the same thing again. They're going to be 9-8 or 10-7, probably get to the playoffs and lose in the first round.
The question is, does it really bridge the gap between them and the Ravens, who are the class of that division, or even the Bengals, who a lot of people expect to be better, obviously didn't have the year expected last year. One thing I want to circle back on Sean McDermott real quick. How animate he got when talking about the fact that people say he doesn't play young players.
Yeah.
And he's very, very aware that people say that. Mm-hmm. And wants to really crush that particular narrative.
Well, I think that there are instances where he's right. He has shown that he trusts young players. But there's also instances where you go, okay, this team just trusts the guys that they know and that they've have had experience. Part of this is situational. This team was a very veteran-heavy team for a lot of time. So there wasn't a lot of opportunities for young guys to get on the field. There were a couple glimmers here and there. But the one that I always go back to, and it's not the perfect example, Gabe Davis played right away in big time moments and as a rookie made a ton of plays for this team. And he was a fourth round pick as a wide receiver. Christian Benford started over Kyrie Elam.
Villanova rookie.
A sixth round Villanova rookie. So there's a little validity to it. Sometimes maybe he's a little bit, it takes him a little bit longer to get to the rookie than some people think. But I don't think there's any truth to the, like, the, hey, he doesn't play rookies or he doesn't like to have them on the field. Like, because their actions show us differently.
All right. If you could tell, the wind is really blowing out here today. And then I said to Matt, I said, this would not be a day I'd like to play golf. We have to tell everybody. How did you do in the Bills media golf outing?
It's blowing so much that our friend Matt Perino just walked inside because his hair, I think, was getting messed up. Is that why you came in?
Is that why you came in? He did. He said, yeah.
I was going to say, the hair looks too good. You can't let that get destroyed by the wind. I played well. I like where my game's at right now. I actually like where my game's at. For somebody who's not playing a ton, I feel pretty comfortable. You know what helped me? I went out to Florida, and I was in a golf trip. And I'm somebody who hits his irons very well and hits my driver very poorly. And the caddy that was with us was like, I've never seen somebody who can hit irons so well and your driver so bad. And I was like, so what's the deal? And he was like, stop trying to hit your driver like you're going to hit it far. I'm not a good enough player that he's like, stop trying to kill it. Just be okay with hitting your driver 240 yards, 250 yards. And it has been a very nice little change for me. So I'm happy with the game right now.
I love that. That's great advice right there. Okay. Want to thank Mike Robbie, our producer. We got this done so you guys could get all the information about what's happening. We're going to try and give you another one here later this week as the Bills wrap up mandatory minicamp. Let's run through the schedule tomorrow back on the practice field at 12:30 p.m. No scheduled media, but we'll hear from players afterwards. Same thing with Thursday, but that's a little earlier, 11 a.m. I'm guessing so the players, you know, can get out of here. Also, want to make sure you're subscribed and watching us everywhere as we especially run through this week, get into training camp, the dead period, and then full go once training camp comes around. At Sal Sports on YouTube, we are about 50 subscribers away from 13,000. We built this thing, and we're really proud and happy for everybody to come aboard.
Yeah, thank you so much for all the constant support. Like Sal mentioned, we are going to have a couple more episodes for you in the foreseeable future. We wanted to try and fit this in now so we could get you something right away. Obviously, the James Cook conversation is going to be something that's talked about a lot. He'll kind of fill in the pieces when he talks at some point, whether that's today or later in this week. We'll also talk to Josh Allen. I'm sure he'll have some insight on the James Cook thing. Other than that, any other stories you're following for the rest of the week before we check back in?
Things that we can't really report on. Who's playing where ahead of whom, right? Those are what I'm kind of watching out here, but I want to formulate in my mind what to expect once we get to training camp.
Yeah.
And then at least talk about how kind of it might look once we get to training camp.
One final question before we wrap up. Give me a player or two that you're excited to watch this week.
Excited to watch this week. Because of a lot of intrigue, Dalton Kincaid.
Okay.
I think that's because I want to see where he's at, mm-hmm. You know, how he's looking, how he's moving. That's number one. And I think on the defensive side, because I want to give one on each side, I think I'll say Max Harrison. I just think Max Harrison brings a lot of intrigue to him for how fast he is, the athleticism, and being a number one pick.
Okay, my offensive one is Elijah Moore. I don't know if anybody needs to conduct the Elijah Moore hype train, but I do think that he is going to have a role on this offense. I'm not, you know, this is not, we're not talking Stephon Diggs. We're not talking wide receiver one. But I do think he could kind of play the John Brown role to this offense, and I think that that's something that they need. So he's the one for offense for me. Defensively, you brought up Landon Jackson, which I think is a pretty interesting one. Mine is actually, though, a familiar face. I want to see how much game Milano has left, right? He's just...
What did Sean McDermott say? He's dialed in, and he always takes care of his body, and he's dialed in, and he looks good.
When Matt Milano is on the field, this team in defense is so much better, and I understand that his availability the last several years has not been what you would want, but for him to have a full offseason like he does right now, I really do think that this could lead to some success, and I give him credit for betting on himself by taking the contract that he did and, you know, restructuring things. If there's going to be a player who bets on himself, I'm going to like his chances with somebody as talented as Matt Milano.
A lot more coverage for you at @Matt_Bove, @SalSports. Make sure you subscribe to us on X. Don't forget to make sure you're following us on X. And don't forget to subscribe to me on X as well, @SalSports. You get extra additional content for subscribing. Hit the pink button on the profile page. For Matt, I'm Sal. Thanks to Len Jankowicz for stopping by. Legendary high school coach here in Western New York, Lancaster High School. And we'll talk to you next time. It's always Game Day in Buffalo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.